Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. And we begin with a show of good sportsmanship ending a bitter battle over a high school basketball playoff. Last week in New Jersey, a player for Manasquan made what looked like a buzzer-beating basket to win the game. But referees ruled the shot was launched after the clock had run out, giving Camden the victory. Video later showed the ball was in the air when time expired, meaning it should have counted. There's no instant replay in the league, and even though the state's athletic association acknowledged the referees made the wrong call, the rules are clear. Once game officials leave the court, the game is over and the score is official. Manasquan tried appealing to the courts but lost. Camden got to move on and won their 13th state title on Saturday. In the bleachers giving them a standing ovation, the team that should have been there in the first place. Manasquan's coach told NJ.com, "I've been asked time and time again, what's the lesson you teach the kids from this? But we don't have to teach them anything. They taught everybody else with their behavior." A new forest is about to be planted in the bustling city of Manhattan. It won't be big, about the size of a tennis court. But even these tiny forests can make a big difference to the environment. One of the leaders of this project tells the New York Times that the 1,000 native plants, trees, and shrubs will help reduce flooding, provide habitat for wildlife, absorb carbon, and clean the air. Many forests have been planted all over the world, but this will be the first one in the Big Apple. The Manhattan Healing Forest will be located on the southern tip of Roosevelt Island, and planting by community volunteers is scheduled to start next month on April 6. A big oops from the makers of a new statue honoring the late Laker legend Kobe Bryant. It turns out there are multiple typos in the writing at the base of the figure, which is located outside Crypto.com Arena in L.A. The names of two former NBA players, Jose Calderon and Vaughn Wafer, are spelled incorrectly. And the word decision is misspelled not once, but twice. A Lakers spokesperson told KCAL News that a fix is in the works. Studying a scientific mystery that is thousands of years old has won a Canadian teenager multiple science awards. 13-year-old Brendan Senner from London, Ontario, has always been fascinated by Archimedes, one of the most famous inventors in ancient Greece. But one of the Greek's most iconic designs has stumped scientists for centuries. It's known as a heat ray. Brendan came up with a miniature version that would, in theory, use a large collection of mirrors to aim sunlight at a target, like a ship, and cause it to disintegrate. There's no proof that Archimedes actually built such a device, and while Brendan's mini-ray didn't cause anything to burn, he did show through trial and error that it could be possible to create a working version. Even a top scientist at Sandia National Lab told the New York Times he was impressed with the teen's experiment. Brendan told the paper that Archimedes was so ahead of his time with his inventions and that the heat ray is such a neat idea that no one at the time would have thought of. In today's Kid News Notes, the podcast hosted by the Kelsey Brothers just won Podcast of the Year at the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards event in Austin, Texas. During the NFL season, New Heights soared in popularity as Travis and Jason recapped their games while dropping tidbits about Travis dating the world's most popular pop star. Jason's response to winning? This is an incredible honor, especially for two jabronis like us. And we would be remiss if we didn't immediately thank all of the 92 percenters out there, aka Swifties, who voted for us to win this award. The libraries in one Massachusetts city have come up with a unique way to get patrons to return late or damaged books. All they need to do is bring in a picture of a cat, and it doesn't even have to be their cat. Felines for Fee Forgiveness was set up by the Worcester Public Library as part of their cat theme month of celebrations called March Meowness. Hundreds of books have already been turned in, and there's even a cat wall displaying all the pictures received so far. Still to come, the new sweet treat taking Paris by storm. But first, our Kid News quiz. How big will the brand new forest in Manhattan be? About the size of a tennis court. A statue honoring which Laker player has a number of typos? Kobe Bryant. Anyone with a late or damaged book can bring what into the Worcester Library to get their card reactivated? A picture of a cat. Who just won the iHeart Podcast of the Year Award? The Kelce Brothers. In our Kid News Kicker, a new twist on the quintessential French delicacy, the croissant. First, there was the cronut, turning the crescent-shaped pastry into a donut, then a cruffin, a hybrid of a croissant and muffin, and now the crookie, a mashup of the croissant and the all-American chocolate chip cookie. The inventor, Stéphane Lavard, tells BBC that he thought, let's have some fun. So at his bakery in Paris, he split the croissants in half and stuffed them with cookie dough and then rebaked them just enough so the cookie set. TikTok has prompted the dessert to really take off in the last month, with up to 2,000 being sold a day. Before we go, a big shout out to our terrific Kid News teachers, Mr. Williamson at American Heritage in Delray Beach, Florida, Mrs. Short and her dragons at Jefferson in Norman, Oklahoma, and Ms. Driscoll, who has the best structured literacy class at Chartwell in Seaside, California. Thanks for listening. It really helps if you rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We might use some of your comments in our emails or on our website. We hope you tune in for more Kid News tomorrow morning.